on Law, that's all.
Real Law Radio. Only on 102.5 The Phone. Now, from the Auto Glass America studios, it's the Mike Calta Show.
Yay. The less metallic version. It's the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone, 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Saturday night, our band Pitbull Toddler will be live at LBC in Palm Harbor. Come on out and drink a couple of Bud Lights. Get your face melted. Looking forward to that gig. Christina, good morning. You're on the Mike Calta Show.
Hey, Mike. I'm so glad I held on because, you know, I'm with that guy that just called you about leaving for $19 million.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I need you all to listen. I hope all of you. You guys have such a great job. I get it. At the end of the day, it is a job, but you guys get along. You have such a great time. And, you know, a lot of the things that have been afforded to you, like going to venues, you know, all of these activities and things that you take your children to, these are some tickets that have been given to you and that you have, you know, are open to you because of the position you're in. You know.
Yeah, but you know who else gets to go to those things? People who buy them. What about her?
I get that, but when you don't have the money, like me, I'm a single parent with four kids. I sit here and I think, dang, you know, he gets to take his kids to all these things, you know what I mean? And he has $11 million. And how about your wife? How about your wife?
What about her?
Ask your wife about this?
Yeah, I'm going to tell her, listen, you want to stick around?
It's not just your decision.
She's going to allow me to sleep with other ladies if she wants to stay in the picture, I can tell you that.
And then your kids are going to be like, Dad, what do you mean you're going to leave this job? This is a mad cool job.
Well, listen, let me tell you, Christina, I'm not going to not make money anymore. I'm just not going to do this job. I can say I wouldn't open up a company or I wouldn't open up a nonprofit or I wouldn't invest the money to make more money. It's not like I'm like, oh, I got $19 million. I just live off of this now. What I'm saying is I don't know if I'd work a traditional 9 to 5 or 6 to 10 in this case, if that, you know, for that reason. Like this kid that won, this Shane Missler kid from Newport Richey, he won $400 and something million. He ended up taking home like $253 million. I follow him on Instagram. This kid is maximizing his life. Every time I see him, he's in a different country. He's in Costa Rica taking surfing lessons last week. He's a big New England sports fan, so he went to Patriots practice. He took pictures with Tom Brady. I mean, he's living his life. That's what I would want to do. I would live my life to the fullest, and $19 million would allow me to do that. I might even give some of that money to you.
Yeah, well, $19 million is petty change to the amount of money that young man made.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And plus, this is not just your decision. It's my decision, too, Mike. I would hate you.
Well, I'll hang out with you if you'd like.
It's not the point.
I know.
It's such a good life.
Listen, let's win, and then we'll argue about it. Right now, I don't have $19 million. So thank you, sweetheart.
Right.
I appreciate the call.
You're so lucky. So lucky.
Thank you. Listen, I don't have $19 million. You have a good day, too. But trust me, I feel lucky every day. I wake up every morning, and at first I curse for having to get up so early, and then I go, best job ever. So lucky.
Yeah.
To quote Sebastian Maniscalco, I ain't breaking concrete. Please go get Preston Lacey and bring him in the studio. Preston Lacey, you know, from the Jackass TV show, from the Jackass movies, he has a comedy tour going on, and he will be making several stops in the Tampa Bay area. You can get tickets at eventbrite.com. Tonight, the show will be in St. Petersburg at the Iberian Rooster at 9 o'clock. Friday at the Beef O'Brady's in Parrish, and Saturday at my home turf, the Villaggio Theater, which is right there on Dale Mabry in Tampa. There he is. Look at this guy. I'm so happy to see you. I'm such a Jackass fan that it's great to see you in person. How are you, buddy?
I am good. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Listen, I was very excited. I was flipping through the paper, and I was like, look, you got to be kidding me. Now, Steve-O has become a good friend of mine over the years. He came on the show. And I told him, you know, like everybody says, you're going to make another Jackass movie. This was years ago. And he said, you know, I don't know. We're talking about it. And I go, there just comes a time where you have to decide if you're just like a bunch of old guys doing stunts now, you know. And then he went on every show. Larry King on Howard Stern. He went on every show. And he's like, wow, my buddy Mike Calta said that he really put it in perspective for me. And everybody's like, why'd you screw Jackass up, man? All these guys wanted Jackass and you planted it in Steve-O's mind that you shouldn't do anymore. I was like, no.
So there you go, Preston.
Oh, sorry, Preston.
That is the guy you can blame.
Yeah,
for
that's why. That's
jacket.
Why you're at the Iberian Rooster tonight.
Yeah, I need a new car, you jerk.
I will tell you this, and I've said this plenty of times without anybody being here. I have never laughed so hard at anything in my life that I did at the first Jackass movie. You can go see Step Brothers and have a couple of great giggles during that movie, and you could see a movie that might even make you do a belly laugh, but that first Jackass movie made me belly laugh like four times, and I was in tears for most of that movie. That was some of the most fun stuff ever.
Thank you. That's really nice.
Now, I also think that there's a missed opportunity here. I didn't know Bam until Viva La Bam, and I loved Viva La Bam. I bought all the DVDs. I love that show. I did. I really did. I was into it. But I really think a Preston and Wee Man would have been the natural spinoff from the first movie.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Listen, nothing was funnier than the two of you in Japan. I would just send the two of you out to do things together. The difference between a big guy and a really little guy together is always funny, no matter what you do, because things are difficult for both of you in different ways. It's always comical to see. I mean, think about all the pairings in comedy history, Laurel and Hardy. It's all two different sized guys doing funny stuff together, and the two of you running down the street in your underwear or in the panda suits was hilarious.
Yeah, I saw a paper and France, it had our picture on it, and I said, "What's it say? What's it say?" And they said, "That says you are the white trash Laurel and Hardy."
Wear that proudly.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I thought that would have to me been hilarious, especially if you did stuff with foreigners in another country, because nobody expects to see something like that. How about when you guys are running and you were chasing after him, and then you turn around and all the midgets were chasing you back? That's genius.
Yeah, in India.
Yeah.
That was. We went a long way and spent a lot of money to get 90 seconds.
But it made a lasting impression on me.
Oh, yeah.
If you can, here's one thing I don't know. How do you fit into the fold? How did you get into the whole Jackass thing? Like, I know some of the guys were skaters and some of the guys, where do you come in?
I met Johnny Knoxville on a commercial. And he just started telling me, we became buddies, and he started telling me about the show and asked me to write him ideas.
Uh-huh.
And I wrote him 10 ideas, drunk on vodka. And he said, he held it up and he goes, "You're doing every one of these." And I said, "Doing every one of these? 5 seconds ago, I was a writer. What are you talking about?" He said, "No, I want you to do all these." And I said, "Your show sounds dumb and dangerous. It'll never, ever work."
Yeah.
He goes, "Well, let's try it. And if it doesn't work, we'll do something else."
Right.
And I said, "Okay." And of course, the show took off, you know.
And do you... You have to know that part of the thing that makes you so funny is you still, I don't know how old you are, but you still have such a baby face.
Yeah.
And to be a big guy and have such a baby face. Like, I look like, people always tell me, they always think I'm in a bad mood because I always look like I had that mean face, you know, but you always look like you're never in a bad mood.
I have a Hollywood face.
Yeah, you do. You do. You have a Hollywood face. What's the worst stunt that you've done? Like, you're like, I'll never do that again.
The football. I wouldn't want to do the football to the face again.
Yeah,
that human field goal. I wouldn't want to do it again. But I mean, I probably would. If peer pressure is crazy, you know.
And talk to me about money. Is the money that good?
I almost said a dirty word.
Please don't. Was it F no that you were going to say?
Yeah, not no.
No
trickle down economics.
Yeah. Well, you imagine Johnny got a lot of money.
I hope so.
And then Bam turned that into money, and Steve-O probably got a lot of money. But really, when you think about it, if you're the average viewer, how much deeper can you name the other guys? But Preston and Wee Man was always, people could name you. Like, if I told my wife, who has no idea about it, I said, "Oh, Preston from Preston and Wee Man is coming," and she would know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, well, they've done this on The Simpsons and on Family Guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and Wee Man and I always make the cut, and poor Dave and Danger, they never make the
cut. No, that guy had a car in his butt, too.
And he didn't get that was Dunn that had
it. Yeah, that was
Dunn. Oh, is that Dunn that did the car? Because the other guy told his father he wouldn't do it.
Yeah, Steve-O said no, he didn't want to do it. He didn't like it.
Yeah. Poor Dunn, he was, I learned to like him on Viva La Bam, because the whole, just him being the... Just the curmudgeon around Bam all the time, you know. It was also a great relationship.
Now he's one of the funniest people I've ever known, for sure. He was so darn funny.
Yeah. We're talking to Preston Lacey. Preston is in town doing several events in town. Have you started this tour before already, or is it kicking off here?
We did one show last night over in Brandon at O'Brien's Irish Style Pub.
Yes, yeah. It's Irish pub owned by Mexicans. Yeah, we have a band and we play there,
mm-hmm.
and forever it was owned by a bunch of guys from Ireland, now a bunch of Mexican guys own it. They make great food, though, but it's still Irish style. Okay, so now, and how was the crowd? A lot of people there?
A fair crowd,
yeah,
but yeah, we had a real good show, strong show.
Now, who is on the show with you? Now, are you just hosting this, or do you do stand-up?
I do stand-up,
yeah.
I'm headlining these shows.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
How is that pressure?
It's okay, it's good, you know? Just we had some really good opening acts. It was good. I don't know all the people. You know, they're Tampa area people.
Yeah. So what do? You roll into town. You find local guys.
They do. They set it up. My friend Roger Nelson is setting these shows. He's a local comedian too.
Gotcha. Okay.
He's from New York City. That's where I met him.
All right. And tickets are available at Eventbrite.com. Now tonight you've got the Iberian Rooster. Friday you got the Beef O'Brady's in Parrish, which is very interesting to me because when you drive down US 19, which is the big long road here. There's all these signs for Parrish, but I have no idea. No one's ever actually made it to Parrish. So I don't know why. Like, you drive down and it says Hudson, 12 miles, Parrish, 200 miles. You're like, what the hell is in Parrish? Never meet anybody that goes, where are you from? I'm from Parrish, Florida. Anyway, there's a Beef O'Brady's in Parrish. And then Saturday at the Villaggio Theater, which is right near my house, and that's at 8 o'clock. That's a good place. It's dangerous because they have really comfortable seats and people fall asleep.
I have a list of some of the comedians that will be at Villaggio with Preston. We know Jander Gray.
Yeah.
He's going to be there. Kyle Neely.
Okay.
Is going to be there. David Wayne, Matt Williams. So a bunch of different local guys. Diamond Jim. And the that's going to be happening. And then your birthday is coming up too, right?
Yeah, the Saturday show is my big birthday show.
Yes.
So I'll do what I normally don't do and get real drunk on stage.
Oh, you will?
I'll probably make a fool of myself.
Oh, maybe I have to come out to that.
That'll be great.
Yeah. Will you do? You don't do any, like Steve-O does, like kind of stunts and stuff.
No. I did a little bit of it. It's just too hard to do it every night. And then the liability to doing it in these bars and clubs and stuff is just too much.
Also, important to point out, don't try to do things to you. Like, it's not funny when people think it's funny. Like, one of the great things is when you guys went up and buzzed each other's hair with the buzzer in the movie. Don't think you can do that to Preston because he's
not
guy.
A cartoon.
No,
yeah.
It's mainly people want you to kick them in the privates and stuff.
Yeah,
you
know? And it's just they want you to kick them?
Yeah, and it's just the same people that will sue the heck out of you.
Yeah.
No way.
Tomorrow, we have, speaking of getting kicked in the privates, tomorrow there's Fetish Con in town this week, and there's a lovely lady named Whitney Morgan. So she came in last year, and she brought this dude who comes over from Italy. He's a lawyer in Italy, and he comes over to FetishCon every year just so women will kick him in the nuts. So he came in here, and she kicked him in the nuts, and then after a while, I'm like, kind of like, is there a gimmick here? I'm not saying. Then before you know it, the guy is stripped down completely naked. His privates have swelled up to like the size of a small football, and they're just drilling him, and she takes a shot at him, and they're just kicking the guy in the eye, and he's loving every second of it. I mean, he's hunched over in pain, but he loves it, and I can't imagine that ever working out.
That's a strange phenomenon.
No, there. You guys are constantly punching each other in the nuts.
Yeah, I've been hit with everything you can imagine.
What's the plan now for the jackass?
Well, we thought we were out of it. We thought it was all over, and then 6 weeks ago in the press, Knoxville started talking about how he would be interested in doing another movie and do not rule it out.
Yeah.
So now I don't even know. I think there's might be a 50-50 chance we'll do another movie.
Explain to everybody what skyjacking is.
am I allowed to? I don't know.
No, probably not. So let me tell you what I know, and then you tell me where I go. So you and Steve-O and who else got into a plane with somebody else?
Camera people, but from camera
people.
Oh,
just the two of you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they got into a plane. Steve-O is wearing a... Did you jump?
No.
But you were wearing like a backpack. Steve-O's wearing a harness, you know, like what a parachute. And his... Now, you see him there. His pants are painted on. He is completely naked. But it looks like his pants are completely on. And you guys got in the plane and went up there. And then he began to pleasure himself right up into the moment. And then right as things are about to happen, he jumped out of the plane. Is that correct?
Yeah, he was tandem to a guy.
That makes it better.
Yeah, and the timing on it was just perfect. He set up a DVD player with some cinema, but he set it at the wrong spot. Or the, you know, during the, on the play.
Right.
And he hit it, and it was just a picture of a dude's rear end and private junk hanging down there. And he's like, oh no, God, change it. Hit fast forward, please. I can't do it to that.
And now this little clip video that we have on Bone TV is Steve-O's rescued a dog, and that clip has gone viral. And then while he is doing this, the dog turns and begins to lick Steve-O in his certain areas. That's hilarious.
Yeah, that made for a good opening. But It had the Jackass crew and stuff, and they put me in the parachute and had me watch that training and stuff. I thought it was a double cross. I thought this was a prank. I didn't think he was going to do what we were just talking about at all. I thought we were going to get up there and the plane was going to break down or something.
And you know,
I was 100% prepared to go out of that door. You know?
Uh-huh. Have you done that before?
No. They gave me the parachute for two people, though.
Oh, they did?
That sucker was ready for two men.
Now, do you get anxiety like back then hanging around with those guys? Because like you said, it could be a double cross.
Oh, yeah,
like, at any point, you walk around the corner, big boxing glove hits you in the face.
Yeah, and it's just, there's no, when we're filming a movie, there's no getting away for the entire 8 months.
No downtime.
And it's like, anytime they've ever gone to any of our family or friends, 100%, they've said, sure, we'll get them. You know, grandparents are like, absolutely. Here's the keys, you know. Go get them.
That's hilarious. I loved the relationship that Bam and Phil had. That was right when I first had my son. And you grow up watching the Brady Bunch and all these TV shows, and none of it's realistic. And the Bam and Phil relationship was the best father-son I'd ever seen. Because I would imagine that if I had a little skater punk kid and he was doing dumb crap like that, but it was funny and I would be promoting it like he is, you know? I always thought that was good. Preston Lacey is here with us. He is going to be taking his comedy show to several places in the area. You can get tickets at eventbrite.com. Tonight, he'll be at the Iberian Rooster, which is in St. Petersburg at 9 o'clock. Beef O'Brady's in Parrish on Friday, and then over here in Carrollwood at the Villaggio Theater in Tampa at 8 o'clock. And after the show, the old O'Brien's, which is now called Cayman Cove, it's right in the parking lot of where the Villaggio Cinemas are. That's where Preston's birthday party is going to be. How drunk will you be at the birthday party?
Oh, I was just exaggerating. I have to get through my time.
I mean afterwards at the party.
Oh, I don't know. Birthday, you know. I have a couple of shots for sure.
Will you... what is your relationship status?
I have a girlfriend.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
How long have you been with her?
6 years in November.
Wow.
Christ.
Yeah, 6 years.
What are you waiting for? Wrap it up.
I don't know, man. I don't know. It's just, I always feel like something's going to go wrong if we get married, you know?
Or do you always feel like there's one better out there?
She probably feels like that. Sure.
Or do you feel like the other guys are pranking you and she's not really your girlfriend? You ask her to marry you and they're like, you idiot, that's a guy in a wig.
It took 6 years, so we got it.
I had an audition for the role of Fatty Arbuckle.
Oh, yeah?
And I was in a casting room and there was a heavy scene where I was on top of a girl screaming at her, you know, actress screaming at her, and she's acting her butt off too, you know, going crazy. And the whole time I'm thinking, this is a prank. Uh-huh. Any second, Knoxville's going to walk through that damn door and go, you idiot. You're not in a dang violent scene. Fatty Arbuckle.
Fatty Arbuckle, what did he do? He violated a girl, didn't he? With something. With a, with
ice,
an object.
What's the thing? Ice that falls out of the...
Yeah, icicle.
Icicle, that's it.
So where do you meet this girl?
I had a bar called Whiskey Dicks.
Perfect. Yeah. And now I would
She's
imagine...
She's a CPA.
Is she?
Yeah.
Now I would imagine as a fellow fat guy who has a little bit of fame, she is way above what you should normally be dating.
Yeah.
Isn't that the brilliance of television
and
movies?
Yeah, thank you, Paramount Pictures.
And is she like a fan of yours?
No.
That could be worse.
No, she doesn't like it. I've made her watch some of his stuff.
Right, right.
She's not really into it at all.
You know what grosses me out the most? The snot stuff. I don't even mind the vomit, but it's the snot stuff that really gets me. Who do you hate the most out of the cast?
I don't mean hate, but
look, we're watching a video of Bam sneaking up and giving you the punch in the face with the glove. You got to be like, one of those guys got to be more of a pain in the ass than the other ones.
No, Bam actually, he's one of the nicer ones on all that stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah, he was like, hey, they're doing some peeing today, and I might get pee on you, is that okay? Yeah, of course.
What about, I have to tell you, when Bam got locked in that pit of snakes... And he was like legit crying. Was another one of the great spots.
Yeah, that's they research and study and find out your biggest fears and exploit the heck out of it.
Yeah.
And that's what they've done with heights. That's exactly what they've done with me too.
I don't want to jump out of, especially being big guys. You don't want to jump out of a plane. Are you ever worried about seriously dying or getting like really hurt on something?
If I go down filming, I've lived my dream. I really freaking have. For a country boy from Missouri, I've starred and written 3 number one movies, and hopefully we'll do another one, and shoo, come on, man.
This is it. Yeah.
What the hell?
What's the most you've ever been hurt?
On the human bowling ball, I broke my ribs.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh. I wonder how no one's died.
Oh, don't say that.
No. I mean in the early days. Like sometimes, so I have a golf cart, and I don't drive the golf cart wild, but there's been a couple of times where that thing's almost took over. And in those early ones where you guys used to race those golf carts, and the one that flipped over, I mean, there have been really some close calls.
That was probably the biggest close call we've had, but it also changed that first movie in that at that exact point, we took it down a notch, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And actually, I got a lot more footage out of it because we, man, you know, more of a fun stuff. And it made that more of more of a beautiful movie
because
of it. It wasn't just violent, violent, violent. And actually, Jackass number 2 is our most violent movie if you go and look at him. That one is just, we were
you had
hard,
to, and, though. You know? After the first one, people were like, how are you going to top the first one?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. So this is Preston Lacey, who is in the studio with us. You know him from Jackass. Now, if you ask me, Jackass was on TV 5 or 6 years ago, but really, when did it air? It was how long ago?
Started filming in the late 99 and came out in the beginning of 2000.
Isn't that crazy how long? And did you ever, so when did you move to Hollywood?
In 1997.
And dreams of being an actor?
Yeah, I got my first, besides commercials, my first gig was I was on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. I did the comedy skits in the beginning.
Oh, you did?
I was on there for a year and a half.
Okay. Yeah. And you've got this gig and you're like, now, next thing you know, I'm going to get all of John Candy's roles. I always wonder what Flo from Progressive, she moved to Hollywood and she's like, I'm going to be the next Meryl Streep. And they're like, well, we're going to give you $20 million to be Flo from Progressive. And she's like, I wasn't planning on it. So when you're working on The Tonight Show, there's no idea that one day your legacy is going to be hanging out with a midget and getting hit in the nuts and all that other stuff.
No, I was thinking always like Norm from Cheers. You know?
That was
what I was angling for.
That's what I always say whenever we have a celebrity. I'm like, don't you ever roll for fat neighbor? Or there's always a fat friend that I could play. I could do something. Jesus. So what did you do? Like, I wish I would have seen that Tonight Show stuff. I don't remember it.
Yeah, you can Google Looks at 7. There's some. One of them got voted in the top 10 best skits in the history of the Tonight Show.
Really?
With Carson and everything. Kelsey Grammer is the guest, and he goes to do a clip, and they have the TV that comes up beside him there to show it.
Right.
Kelsey Grammer goes, how does that work? And it pans to the basement of the Tonight Show where I'm down there, and there's a giant teeter-totter with the TV on the bottom of it. And I climb up the ladder, and it does the teeter-totter thing. The TV shoots up through the floor.
That's great. That's funny. Well, yeah, you have lived a pretty good life, huh?
Yeah, no, it's a charmed life, man.
What do you, would you, if another Jackass movie doesn't happen, would you write another thing of that type for somebody else? Like, I asked Steve-O, I'm like, there's no next generation of Jackass kids.
Yet.
But like Steve-O did this thing when he came here where he hooked up with these kids in a YouTube star is called the Juke Squad. And he did this thing where he went and jumped off a bridge with them and all that. And they brought trampolines in here and did crazy stuff. And I thought, that's the next generation. If there was sort of a passing of the torch movie where you brought some of those younger kids in, did some stuff with them, got people familiar with them, then kind of passed the torch to them, you could prolong that Jackass thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I feel like a genius. I feel like I created that.
Got it.
Johnny Knoxville said that in the press 6 weeks ago, exactly what you just said.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah, almost verbatim. Yeah, he said they wanted to bring in some new blood, you know, to work with us.
Right.
You know, that's nothing to do with us. That's because they extend their franchise. You know?
Yeah, well, of course. You know? But, so what, what's Wee Man doing now? I know you've seen him on, he was on the reality show.
He's a rich little evil man. He
from skateboarding?
Owns 85 Wee Man's Chronic Tacos.
Really?
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, he's a majority owner in a taco franchise. It's like a Chipotle thing.
Yeah. Good for him.
Yeah, no.
85.
Yeah. There is a Chronic Tacos here in Carrollwood. I wonder if, is it like Wee Man's Chronic Tacos or is it just Chronic Tacos?
He's part owner of all of them, but there's the ones in California are the Wee Man's.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah.
How are you not having Preston's Big Old Donuts?
Preston Lacey's Fried Chicken.
Yeah, something that looks like you should be owning it. Well, listen, it is a pleasure to meet you. I hope you have great success with these shows. Again, tonight, Iberian Rooster in St. Pete at 9 o'clock. Friday, Beef O'Brady's in Parrish. And then Saturday, the Villaggio Theater in Tampa. And I wish there will be more Jackass stuff.
Thank you so, so much for having me in. I appreciate it more than you know. It means a lot to me to have me in here.
Yeah.
And please quit telling people we're too old to do movies.
I didn't
stop talking
Steve-O
out of it.
Trust me, Steve-O got a lot of flack from us on that.
Yeah, but I didn't even say it that way. Listen, if it's one thing I'm not going to do is, I don't know Steve-O at the time when I say this, I'm not trying to connect with him on that. You know, how do I connect with the guest? Tell him he's too old to do movies. I was like, here's what I actually said was, the first one was great. The second one was you upped the ante on it. And then you have to wonder, how many you're going to run out of ideas where it's going to start to look stupid if you're just rehashing old stuff. So do you have enough new ideas? I'm like, I'm as encouraging more movies. I just got through saying it was one of the funniest goddamn things I've ever seen. And he just, all of a sudden, it clicked something in his head and he sunk in his seat and he was like, you're right, Drew. No.
The last time I looked at the big list, there was 159 ideas on there.
There you go.
Yeah, there's more ideas than we'd ever shoot.
I know. Do they give you a heads up on some of those? Or just give them titles.
It's just different things, you know. Yeah. It's just there's blackouts on my list that I know, like, oh no, why is that blacked out?
Is there a thing you want to do that you haven't pushed through for one reason or another that you're like, before we're done, I want to do this?
Yeah, but I don't want to touch. You know,
yeah, all right, that's right. Is it a physical?
I don't want to ruin your show.
No. Is it a physical thing, like where you get hurt, or is it a gross thing?
It's gross.
Yeah,
it's gross enough that it would like the director Jackass says it would be a movie closer.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
it's messed up.
All right, well, listen.
Like, I hate to teach your audience, but I don't want to. You know,
listen.
Geez.
We want to. I'm telling you right now, the thing that made me laugh so hard in the first one. I couldn't tell you where I've seen some of the good. I've seen Goodfellas a million times. I don't remember ever going to see it. But I remember what movie theater I was in, Jackass. I went to see it with my wife, who was my then girlfriend, and my brother. And like, I remember it so good. When Steve-O jumps on that trampoline into the ceiling fan, probably one of the easiest, dumbest things that you guys did was I laughed so goddamn hard. I don't know why I thought that was funny. I think about it every time I see an apartment ceiling fan now. That to me was just one of the funniest goddamn things ever. And the fact that you guys are willing to put your bodies and maybe even your safety on the line for the laugh is what makes it so great.
When we did the super glued bit, I don't know if you remember that, when they glued Wee Man and I together in a 69 position.
Yes.
We got done with that, and we were like, holy moly, we just made a good bit with a box of crazy glue.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Like, what in the hell?
The simplest one. No, you can say, hell's all right. We've already been talking about nuts and peeing and all that. You're okay. is Wee Man afraid to do anything?
No.
You know, he's so little, I would feel like...
He's in the best shape of any of us.
Yeah, that's true.
He weighs 140 pounds.
I bet he gets laid like a champ.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right? Because he's a good-looking little midget.
His problem is he falls in love with every one of those women. No, he has hot chicks, a lot of them.
I want to see your girlfriend. I'm going to Google her. That's how you know you're famous, if you put in Preston Lacey and it says Preston Lacey's wife is one of the options on Google.
It's not my wife, it's my girlfriend.
Whatever, you know it's come up.
I'll show you a picture.
All right, listen, pleasure to meet you. Keep making the movies. I will not try to steer Steve-O away from them at all. I love that dude now. I mean, he's one of those guys where we regularly text each other. I feel like we really got a good friendship there. Like, he's such a sweet guy, and I'm happy he's got a girl that he likes now.
I told him, I said, if people ever find out how sweet you are, you're ruined, man, because he's actually a nice guy.
He's super nice. All right, go see Preston. Eventbrite.com. We'll take a quick break. It's the Mike Calta Show.
The Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone. 102.5 The Bone. Real Raw Radio. Now, another traffic update.
Brought to you by Furman Chevy Tampa, clearing out a wreck. I-4 eastbound at I-75. That was blocked in the right-hand lane. And surprisingly, Waze never showed me a major backup with that crash. If you're in that direction now, heading over to Lakeland, stay in that far left-hand lane if you don't have to get off on I-75, and you'll be in good shape. Typical delays elsewhere on all of our interstates trying to wrap up a wreck southbound. Vets at Memorial Highway. Save big bucks on trucks and SUVs all month long at Furman Chevy Tampa. Save thousands off MSRP on 2018 Silverados, Colorados, Tahoe, Traverse, and Equinox. They have hundreds in stock to choose from. Go to FurmanChevy.com and schedule your VIP test drive today. Chevrolet, find new roads. That's traffic from the Safe Touch Security Traffic Center.
WHPT, Sarasota, Tampa, St. Pete, and now on 97.1.